Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. The timing is off, so just be patient. I'll be on the air in 30 seconds. You've tuned into Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the topic today, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to 1984, just for tonight. Now, after I finish with all that I need to address, I'm going to read from my journal. And today's version is The African Adventure, Part 3. It was absolutely... If you are ever going to take a one-time out-of-this-world trip, have it be to Africa. And I am so delighted that I wrote the journal, because I am going to read. I'm going to read the ride from Mount Kenya, spectacular scenery, to the Masai Mara Reserve was long, and it took all day. You see, you think you're going to remember everything, but you don't. But I digress. Let me invite you. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Do you have to offer the world? What is it that you have that's going to change the world, or just change the life of one person? Entrepreneurs, business owners. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? You see, my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Who said that you can't be simply gorgeous, handsome, and fabulous with your body, brain, and mind, 50 and beyond? So now when you're the star of your fair, it could be it could just be a half-hour show. Mine is weekly, Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, Central Time. It's a powerful advertising and marketing tool. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home, office, on a landline. Now, this show is live, and then it will be archived. You see, you have to get in touch with me. I become your outside advocate. I work with you on your dream, your passion. And yes, there is a one-time modest fee. But now imagine your show is live. It could be one show. It could be 10 shows. I emailed you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. I work with you on content, no loose cannons, and I become your host, your hostess. You're Michelangelo. I look forward to working with you. So do get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Or perhaps you want to consider being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium via a 30 or a 60-second commercial. 13-week commitment. It shall be my pleasure. My pleasure to work with you. Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to 1984, just for tonight. Did you know that I wanted to go to Anna Oslin's beauty salon in Romania? I wanted to dance with the gypsies and mountains, but I was sidetracked, and I am so delighted that I did, and I saw Africa the natural way. By the way, it's a book now, The Heart of the Lion. It's perfect for a movie. And if any of you at home and you want to research investors or movie directors who want something new, you are compensated for your endeavor to help The Heart of the Lion become a movie. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And you know that I want to remind you that there's only one of you. Do you want to change your life? You have to change your thinking. Darlings, you will never happen again. And promise me that you won't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. I'm not all fluff. I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, globally. I'm compliant without compromising my beliefs and who I am. So when I am directing you, I want you to know that I have years and years of experience. Now, before I go on to The Heart of the Lion, the journal that I wrote, let me acknowledge my sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Now be with me. Feel the energy. The Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Ironworkers and Impact. Titanic, Shaping and Bridging the Future. Giant Titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and informative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International and Canada. Did you know that they're the Domperion of the trades? Do you want to find out more about them? Log on ironworkers.org. I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and I married an ironworker. And my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them, to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development to earn while you learn. And I created 8-minute CD, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship one family at a time. Find out more. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant of Iron Age, a wire art sculpture and leatherworks. Do you want a unique gift that will never be duplicated? Do you want a unique, one-of-a-kind, original design? For more information, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Did you know that stress, anger, acidity, trauma releases toxins into your body? Do you want to find out how to neutralize it? We're living longer. Don't you want to look better and feel better? All right, you have a choice. Do you want to be 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? Now, in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, you will discover how to de-stress your body and your mind. Because when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Look in the mirror. And I want you to ask yourself one question. Would you marry you? Hey, you got guts to answer that? Call in. Look in the mirror right now. Would you marry you? Interesting, interesting. It's all in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. A call to action, the new aging paradigm. It redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50-year-old. I'm a dynamic, active octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. And Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And Raymond Charles Barker said, the danger of aging is the fact that most people accept what they are, and they stop visioning where they want to go. Where do you want to go? What are you doing today? Look in the mirror. Would you marry you? What contributions do you have to give to the world? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is my pleasure. I love giving a voice to my passion, because if just one of you email me and say, Kathy, I have my own half-hour show. I have my own hour show. I'm going to be on once a week. I'm going to be on 5 days a week. And I'm inviting you to be a guest to call in. I shall be so happy. Oh, it will be such a pleasure. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I am the voice of inspiration and encouragement. You only have this one life to live. There's only one of you. So I'm going to repeat it. It bears repeating. Don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. This is the only moment you have right now. Do you hear me? I've decided to share with you my African adventure. This is part three. I wrote a journal. How many times do I have to say, write a journal? Because I'm looking at this is perfect for a movie. So who do you know? Who do you know? Okay, this is when, well, let's go back to backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Take me back to 1984 just for tonight. And this is, the dates are June 7th to the 20th. And I'm typing this journal as I wrote it beginning June 7th. Come on, enjoy the journey with me. It's awesome. And if I don't finish it today, I will continue on next week. Wednesday the 13th, the ride from Mount Kenya's spectacular scenery to the Masai Mara Reserve was incredibly long. It took all day. You see, the roads are hot and dusty and not paved. They're bumpy. Natives seem to be always walking. However, in conversation with Joyce Poole, she said they always have a reason for walking. The huts that they live in, the bare essentials, that they have convinced me that it doesn't take much to survive. The children are tending the herds of goats and cows and love to wave, and I have a calabash that's filled with their milk or whatever, their food for the day. The bartering that I heard so much about is interesting. Hey, listen to me, honey. The natives are not dumb at all. I would suggest that you take this trip with a group of travel agents. And this is how I found out about the trip. Together, they wanted to find out about Africa so that they could promote it at their travel agency. The bartering that I heard so much about is interesting. To date, I have purchased lion elephant calabash, bracelet, safari hat, necklaces, keychains, and 2 straw bags. Writing this Saturday the 16th. Oh, plus Richard's primitive men. Don't know how I'll manage to pack all of this. 8:45 a.m., starting to feel a little better. Bought 2 cosmetic bags at Mount Kenya. Stopped to sort laundry and dry cleaning. Oh, the Mount Kenya Lodge, I could live there. It is magnificent. Now, this is Saturday, 10:15 a.m., continued. Laundry and dry cleaning picked up. Feel tons better, but I'll be cautious about food and drink. I saw Evelyn and her group off to the Ark, a repeat of our week on safari. Riding this poolside at the Norfolk Hotel, lovely pool. Have a nasty bruise on my left thigh. Must have happened on a bumpy road yesterday. Oh, I talked with Amanda and Michael from Flamingo Tours. All is set for Sunday. Checkout time is 10 a.m. We leave for Amboseli at 2 p.m. Wilson will be our guide for the next 3 days. Do you know? It's hard for me to believe I'm in another continent. Seems I'm a little anxious to talk to Richard, Bill, and family. Miss my fat cat. Others are on tour. We'll be back by noon. I don't know if I'll eat anything for lunch. I'm so sorry about whoever is calling me. I don't know what it's going to take for me to convince them not to call me between 11:30 and 12 on Wednesday. Okay, this is Wednesday the 13th. Now, after the long ride to Kikarat Lodge, just about settled in our cabin, when Evelyn came back to say that the single accommodations were assigned tents, so she and I shared tent number 68. Linda Hall and George took the cabins. The tent was a blast. First of all, we had the best light in the world to put our faces on, and we had hot water. All the other places other than Mount Kenya, the water was cool to shower in. Hey, my walking companions were bamboos. Oh, they're so funny. On the Masai Mara Reserve. What memories. We watched the migration of the zebra and the wildebeest. Indeed, a spectacular sight. When we were out on our 4 a.m. to 6:30 a.m., that's when you go out on the game, early in the morning or late in the afternoon, because the mid-afternoon is too hot. We came upon the lion pride, and we had the opportunity to see them napping and playing. It's hard to imagine them being so fierce. Now, Simon, our driver, explained that as long as we stayed in the van, we were relatively safe. However, if the lions caught scent of white man, or any man for that matter, he would attack. The hippo pond was tranquil and lovely. What big boys they are. I'll stop now. Want to bring Polaroid photos up to date. I bought Richard's Primitive Man at Thompson's Fall en route to Kikorak Lodge. Saturday, 2 p.m. Poolside. Oh, I'm feeling very sad right now. Just said goodbye to most of the other group, Gunther. Rosemary leaves Sunday for Egypt. Gloria and Kathy leave for home midnight tonight. Elizabeth and Violet and moi on to Amboseli tomorrow. Oh, where did the week go? I tried to be with every moment, savoring the camaraderie and fondness of the silly seven. The karma from the beginning was so positive. Why do I still have the feeling, as I did in the beginning, that there was or is a spiritual reason for me being in East Africa? I'm trying not to read anything into my thoughts. The sadness is profound. Maybe it's because it will never be again. How could you ever repeat an almost perfect trip? Of getting chills. It allows me to see and be and interact with all of the members honestly, with sincere fondness for all of them. It was great to be able to take myself out of the experience, to be objective and not be at the effect of it, and to truly acknowledge everyone for being who they are and not making them wrong. When I read Evelyn's letter to me, I was so moved. Dear, dear Evelyn, hope she does get some rest this next week. What wonderful friends I have made. Wednesday and Thursday, Sand Devils. The contrasts in East Africa are incredible, from blowing continuous dust, sand swirling like a cyclone, sand devils, hot sun and dry arid plains. We round the corner and we drive into luscious green. There has not been much rain in East Africa. Mornings and evenings are coolish, afternoons hot. Oh, by the way, there isn't any middle class. You're either very rich or dirt poor. More game drives on Thursday. More fun and laughs with the Silly Seven. Marion and Peter drove to the governor's camp. All tents, no electricity. Stayed over Friday and came to Nairobi Saturday. They said it was truly the way to go to rough it. Driving through the Great Rift Valley, then arriving in North Serengeti Plain, and in the Maasai Mara Game Reserve. Again, a study in contrast. Friday the 15th, left the Maasai Mara at 7:30 a.m. The van broke down halfway there, switched to Michael's van. Fun talking with others, more laughs. Hey, Friday evening, week lit up. Evening cocktail party at Clive Forms, owner of the Flamingo Tours. Lovely party, lovely grounds, then back to the Norfolk for more cocktails and dinner. Had a very interesting evening. Our last night together, wow. must-watch diet and cocktail now. However, we'll continue with my traditional 5 o'clock cocktail. My life is ascending into higher levels. My life seems to be changing direction, all for the good. Saturday, 5:30 p.m., Norfolk Hotel, Nairobi. Having cocktails in room 518, it's lovely. You know, it's times like this that I come to realize that there is a void in my personal life. I'm in love with being in love. God has been so good to me, and I know the best is yet to come. Bill is being an angel, and I know he's trying so hard. I just don't know, by the way, the radio. Sounds of Kenya, they're playing country. Western Records, talk about contrasts. My letter to the seven begin here. The African adventure continues. Saturday, writing this, 5:30 p.m. Cocktail time, and I'm having these all alone in room 518. The radio station, Sounds of Kenya, is playing country western hits. Must remind myself that I'm not in the States and I can pick up the phone to call. Haven't decided where to dine this p.m. I know that I won't leave the hotel. I'll probably have dinner around 7:30. To all of you that left, do hope your flight home was reasonably pleasant. More later. I just heard it again, My Land is Kenya, by Roger Whittaker. Get it. You'll just love it. Back in the room, had cocktails and dinner, stopped by, chatted with Elizabeth and Violet. I think they're ready to leave today, but I reassured them that they'll have a good time the next 4 days. Low-key activities, etc. I'm tired tonight. We'll go to sleep soon. Ah, dears, it's Sunday, 6:30 p.m. I'm writing this on my balcony at the Kilaguni Lodge, room 15. The view is incredible. I cannot explain to you the awesomeness of what I'm seeing. Open plains, oases, elephants and more elephants. It's nothing like what we have seen in the background. The majestic Mount Kilimanjaro, the mountain. The royal roads to Tsavo West were all paved. Wilson offered commentary. We went along. When we enter the park, there's no doubt in my mind. Now that he insists on quietness. And what a welcome we had to greet us, an impala. So alive and beautiful, then straight away in the middle of the road, an enormous female ostrich, fluttering her feathers and dancing her little heart away to attract the attention of a male who was standing off to the side, totally ignoring her. Hey, gals, does that sound familiar? Poor little darling. As we left, she was still dancing her heart away. As we drove further, elephants, a parade of four humongous elephants, had just been to the watering hole, probably their cocktail hour. And now on their way back home, and then the road to the right, a lioness. Hunting, she prefers to walk the road. It gives her a better vantage view of her prey, and then zebras, water buffalo, warthogs, better known as Goodman's rhino. However, I must admit, I was not prepared for the incredible view from the Kilaguni Lodge. How I wish you were all here to share it with. Until next week, make it a great day. Au revoir.